Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You know, I know the players that are around that, and you know, I have so much respect for them. You know, Donnie Sell, Mel, you know, and then think about Ben holding it. You know, I just there's a lot of respect there, and I don't take this game lightly. There's a lot of luck involved. There's a lot of staying healthy when everybody said I was hurt all the time. You know, I appreciate it. You know, it's something that can, you know, add to the books.
That's Cam Hayward after the game. New Steelers record for most games played by a defensive player. Mel Blount, 200. Donnie Shell, 201. Cam Hayward, 202. And he's pissed off for greatness this year, Dorn. Said he kept his receipts, and he's been outstanding.
Yep.
And he's not Joe Green. Nobody is. He is one of the all-time great Steelers defenders. And you and I were talking about this before the show, and we're expected to be joined by Jeff Hathorn here in a couple of moments. I think this is a likable team. You want them to win for that kind of guy, the Walter Payton Man of the Year. You want them to win for TJ Watt. Russ has a certain likability factor. Justin Fields has a likability factor. And I just find myself, I've always rooted for the Steelers, I find myself really infatuated with this group of guys, and I hope that, for goodness sakes, they can at least win a playoff game for Watt, for Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are very, very likable, and I think that with the veterans that you have on this team, I feel like the veterans are, you know, doing their due diligence of, you know, helping young players too at the same time. I mean, you look on the sidelines and they pan to the sidelines and you see Beanie Bishop and Minka Fitzpatrick chopping it up and talking and laughing. And you see Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt laughing. You see, obviously, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. And it is a very, very likable team because I think that we want to like them. You know, we want to like the Steelers so bad. We're so thirsty for that. The past few years have just been rough here in Pittsburgh whenever it pertains to the Steelers, and you just want them to do well and you want things to work out because, you know, you have experience of the good times and you want this, you want to like these players on this team. I think that what Cam Hayward said, do we have Jeff yet or no? Is Jeff on? Okay. I think what Cam Hayward said, it struck me there, and he talked about luck, and I think about this all the time.
Man.
I think about it all the time. And I talk about it with Rochelle a lot, like even like for personally, I'm like, you know how much luck I needed to have just to even make it, like stay healthy, stay out of trouble, do all these things. Things had to go right. But in Cam Hayward's situation, he's played this long, he's played this many games, he's played at such a high level. The definition of luck is whenever preparation meets opportunity. Like, that guy has always been prepared for his moment and always been prepared every single day, every day, and not just on the field, off the field. And that's why he is who he is, and that's why he's been able to play for so long. That's why he's been just such a staple for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it has a lot to do with luck, but it also has a lot to do with the preparation and the time that you put in. And you're seeing a real example of a guy who's 35 years old and still playing at a high level based off of just that thing inside of him, that drive to every day want to be great.
No doubt.
And it's really awesome to see. And like you said, with the likability, to kind of wrap this all around, you want to see somebody like him go out on top team-wise.
Yes.
Team-wise.
Yes. And maybe that doesn't mean a Lombardi, but could it mean at least a playoff win? You're 6-2. You'd like to think that that could happen if you have a home playoff game. To your point about Cam, he didn't have double-digit sacks until the 7th year of his career. It kind of came about slowly for him. Not that he wasn't good, but he became elite at 28 years old, and then Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl. Unbelievable. And I hope they win a playoff game for him. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us right now. It is 7:07. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Jeff, thanks for joining us. When you were in there talking to the guys after the game, and Cam Hayward in particular, it sounded, on the audio side, like he might have got a little misty-eyed about playing 202 games. Was there some emotion there for Cam Hayward?
Yeah, a little bit. I do think he was annoyed that they made an announcement during the game. like seriously, it just had this look like, you know, you didn't have to do that. People knew. Like, I didn't need all of this. I think a little bit. Here's where I think Cam gets emotional. It's like he kind of doesn't think about it, and then he starts thinking about some of the guys in Steelers history. And that fact that his name is ahead of most recently Donnie Shell and Mel Blount. Like, I'm the guy who's played the most games in Steelers history, and all he puts into it and how he respects the history and has met these guys and holds them in the highest honor. So I think in that way, yes. But I think there was a little bit, when he said that, I wish they wouldn't have done that. I think he wishes they wouldn't have done that.
Jeff, let's talk about the game a little bit. And one negative I took from this football game, and there's a lot of positives, but one negative is Broderick Jones. I mean, he seems to be a liability, I mean, week in and week out. I just don't know what direction you could even go right now with Faltanu being out. But he seems to be just a big-time liability on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's one of those. Let's hope the bye week changes everything. Get away and come back. Be refreshed. Maybe it's the start of the second half of the season and you're playing a little bit better. It has been a struggle. I mean, not just the penalty. We've seen some inconsistent play from the start of the year, really from the preseason. You remember that Houston game where he just struggled and he wasn't just there. And I'm not exactly sure. You kind of thought maybe he didn't know what position, what side he was going to play, and that was affecting him. But it's been 8 games. And you kind of known for at least the last 5 what side you're going to play on. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle. And I think for the Steelers, you're right. I mean, they don't have options. It's not like they can turn to somebody else and have them play. I mean, he's got to pick it up a bit.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You talk about Cam Hayward understanding the history of those who walked before him. Well, speaking of history, 22 straight Monday Night Football wins. Is that a point of pride for the guys in the locker room? Is that something that they're aware of, something that they're trying to keep going, Jeff? Or after the game, they go, oh, wow, geez, that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow, geez, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I when it's brought up, I think they're aware. Maybe from friends, they're aware. But I don't think this is a streak that they look at as
it wasn't some rallying cry or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't look at it that way. I see it more of like, hey, we took care of business. You know, it's cool that you do it on prime time and everybody's watching. But it's weird. It's funny you mentioned Cam. Like, there were a few defensive guys where, I mean, they're excited they won the game, but there was also this, man, we let Tracy run on us, and we gave up too many yards. Like, there was almost, not of loss, but this sense of like, yeah, that's great, but we need to play better.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, George Pickens, 4 for 74 yards. Van Jefferson, 4 for 62. Calvin Austin, 3 for 54. Darnell Washington, 1 for 29. Pat Freiermuth, 2 for 19. Najee Harris, 3 for 17. Jaylen Warren, 2 for 13. Michael Pruitt, 1 for 10. I know this sounds crazy, but are the Steelers, and should the Steelers still be in the market for another wide receiver?
I thought you were worried about the Steelers trading from a position of strength now.
Right.
I still think they could add to the depth. I do. I mean, listen, you know, it tells you a little bit, too, that it's not just the receivers. That also, if the quarterback's looking to spread it around, maybe that's part of the reason that you didn't see is so much diversity in the passing game. I mean, all of a sudden, these guys are making plays. They're in the right position, and it's a different quarterback. Russ has said from the beginning, like, I like to spread the ball around, and he'll give you a very long, detailed reason as to why and that he believes in his guys, but they're making plays right now. I still would add to it, but I'll give them this. I mean, those guys are stepping up. Calvin Austin stepped up. Van Jefferson stepped up. We've seen it from the tight ends this year. If this is what it's going to be, at least they're showing that if this is the group, that they can make plays.
Jeff, you got all the big plays that mattered from this game last night up on 93.7thefan.com. I always use it as a cheat sheet, especially in the late games, because things get a little foggy up there. Anything else you want to point the people to on 93.7thefan.com?
No, there's a thing we do of notes and quotes that's up there, and it has some of the best quotes of the game and also some of the notes, some of the things you guys were saying about Monday Night Football. There's also a story about T.J. Watt, and once again, it's like, you know, someday, because Tomlin almost gets annoyed. It's like Mike Sullivan with the questions about Sidney Crosby being great like every 10 games. And it's kind of like, all right, let's go down this road again. But someday you're not going to have Watt to talk about. And also Calvin Austin, man. But finally. And you hear a lot of guys, including Calvin's, like, they knew it was going to be a matter of time. And last night it finally happened to have that big return.
Jeff, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. We will talk to you on Thursday. Get some sleep? ?
Yeah. Is that a Clint Kreewald jersey?
Oh, this is Zach Frazier, baby.
Of course.
Beanie Bishop on the way.
Mm-hmm. Neil Brown.
Dude, poster of him too. Beanie, 3-2 games.
I mean, Cam
Sutton.
He's got
to play New York every week.
That's right. Bad sports night for New York, by the by. Jeff, thank you for your time, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right, see you, boys.
Jeff is the man. A late night for him. A lot of great stuff up on 93.7thefan.com. Real quick, Calvin Austin. He got a redshirt year due to injury. Roman Wilson. I saw some people with a lot of followers on the social media yesterday saying, this Roman Wilson's looking like a bust. Look, it's not ideal. He got hurt twice. Missed all of camp. Some fluky stuff. Tried to jump on the moving train, got hurt jumping on the moving train, and now he's on IR. We find that out just before the game. Look, it's not great, obviously not. Mm-hmm. And he probably could have helped this team if he had been there the whole time, but he wasn't. It's going to wind up probably being a redshirt year. You'd like it to happen faster than it did for Calvin Austin, but it is happening for Calvin Austin. So I don't want any of this bust talk with Roman Wilson.
No,
it's unfortunate,
yet.
But come on now.
Not yet.
Let's not go down that path.
No.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app